Neil Sedaka of Bad Blood, 8 o'clock on the nose. Time for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem this morning.
The American-Israeli alliance has never been as strong as it is now.
Rubio stood firmly in Israel's corner and insisted Hamas was emboldened by Britain, France, and other allies' recognition of a Palestinian state.
Hamas needs to cease to exist as an armed element that can threaten the peace and security of the region, and the people of Gaza deserve a better future, but that better future cannot begin until Hamas is eliminated.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. It is Europe's most watched entertainment show, that annual celebration of pop music, the Eurovision Song Contest. But now at least five member nations have threatened to pull out of next year's event if Israel is allowed to compete. The European Broadcasting Union, which organizes the contest, will make a final decision at its General Assembly in December.
A vigil for Charlie Kirk in Washington.
Heavens are roaring.
Hundreds lined up at the Kennedy Center to take part in a remembrance for the conservative activist as new clues emerge in his assassination. Correspondent Carter Evans from the Utah County Jail.
In a series of television appearances Sunday, Utah Governor Spencer Cox, a Republican, said the suspect's friends and family claim he was radicalized to the left. State records show the alleged gunman was registered as unaffiliated and did not vote in 2022 or 2024.
I really don't have a dog in this fight. If this was MAGA and a radicalized MAGA person, I would be saying that as well.
Cox also noted the suspect had a roommate who was a romantic partner and said the FBI confirmed the roommate is transitioning genders. He added investigators have not determined if that's relevant to the case.
22-year-old suspect is due in court tomorrow. The White House wants to increase protection for itself and courts in the wake of Kirk's murder. CBS's Willie James Inman.
So the Trump administration is requesting $58 million in emergency funding for security for the executive branch and funding to protect judges.
Lots of firsts at last night's Emmy Awards on CBS. After five nominations for ER and nary a win, Noah Wiley picked up the Best Actor prize for The Pitt.
What a dream this has been.
15-year-old Brit Owen Cooper, the youngest male actor to win an Emmy for Adolescence, and Stephen Colbert finally won his first for the now-canceled Late Show. His advice?
Stay strong. Be brave, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor. Woo!
Tesla shares jump after Elon Musk reveals a $1 billion stock buy. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A lightning strike set a Racine home on Carlisle Avenue on fire early Saturday. Firefighters rescued four cats. One cat didn't survive. The homeowner got out safely. The fire caused major damage to an attic and an upper level. The estimated loss is at around $90,000. Racine County is getting new license plate reader cameras. The county board approved installing 10 solar-powered flock cameras along busy routes, including some around I-94. Each camera is to only keep data for 30 days unless part of an active investigation. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce from Madison announced this morning she is running for governor. Governor Tony Evers isn't seeking re-election. In her campaign announcement video, Royce highlights schools, health care, and jobs as her campaign focus. The Sturtevant Village Board will meet tomorrow night to discuss the future of local policing. That includes whether to use services from the county sheriff or another agency. That meeting is set for 6 tomorrow night. Representative Amanda Nedweski of Kenosha County is pushing a bill to end remote work for state employees. She's criticizing the governor's handling of work-from-home oversight. A bill she authored passed the assembly. The Senate needs to take it up. If it moves forward, it faces a likely veto from Governor Tony Evers. And after a summer of smoky skies from Canadian wildfires and repeated air quality alerts, Wisconsin's DNR has launched a more user-friendly online map for tracking pollution. The updated map features real-time color-coded air data, easy navigation, and an option to sign up for air quality alerts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it. Keep it light. And believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
And at the beginning, we all had one password. It was our first password we can nostalgically remember. And we used it for everything. Every time we joined another business. Can I have your password? Yes, you can. That is my special word. And then companies started getting quite rude. You would put your password in and it would go, weak, who are you to judge my special word? Businesses would insist, I'm sorry, we will not be accepting passwords anymore unless it contains at least one capital letter. And we all momentarily considered our options before deciding to capitalize the first letter of our password. And for a period of time, that was fine. And then businesses started saying, I'm afraid you cannot join unless you have at least one capital letter and at least one number. Again, less than half a microsecond's consideration before we collectively decided you shall be getting the number one. And that will be at the end of my now capitalized password. And businesses would say, we will also require a special character. And we clicked on these special characters until all of our eyes stopped upon the exclamation mark.
Think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday.
You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. Because she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you.
It's 8:11 local news time. Let's hit WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 76. Right now, sunny and 67 degrees. A beautiful morning here at Radio Park. Coming up in a few minutes, we have more tickets to give away to Dialogues Documentary Festival coming to downtown Milwaukee at the Oriental and Downer Theaters. It's a series of documentaries over 4 days, more than 30 of them. And you could pick anyone you want to go to at any theater. That's coming up shortly right here at WRJN. So keep your radio tuned, as they say, right? All right, the dumbest things people have put on their resumes include a guy who claimed to study under Nitschke. By the way, Nitschke died over 100 years ago. Someone who claimed they had worked at Microsoft and had no idea who Bill Gates was. Someone who claimed they wrote a series of computer codes that the hiring manager had actually written themselves. And a guy who said he was a former spy for the CIA when he was in elementary school. I hope these people didn't get the job. Maybe they did get the job. Day 12, local news, timeless hits, WRJ with Dawn. Knock three times.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Dedicated to the one I love. 818 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dialogues Documentary Festival coming to downtown Milwaukee, September 18th through the 21st. Documentary filmmaking. They'll have conversations. They'll expand your mind. Now, over 4 days, they'll present more than 30 film programs at two year-round cinema venues, the Oriental and Downer Theaters, the historic movie palaces of downtown, and extend many of those films with in-cinema talkbacks and panels immediately following the screening. You'll explore themes and topics and timely and relevant information to our communities and audiences. For a complete line of the films, the documentaries, go to mkefilm.org, mkefilm.org. Don't you love it when they present these film festivals? A lot of big cities don't have that. Nope, but we have it. So here's what I want you to do. If you want to go, I've got a pair of tickets. You can pick any film you want over the course of the 4 days, and you can go to any cinema you want. You can go to the downtown, the Downer, or you can go to the Oriental Theater. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name?
Daniel.
What is it, Daniel?
Yes.
Daniel, you want to go to the movies?
Yes.
All right, Daniel. What town are you calling from?
Racine.
Okay, Daniel, we got some. You get to pick any documentary you want to go see at either of those two theaters over the course of 4 days. You get to pick them online and then go take a friend with you and or your wife or whoever, take it with you and enjoy the movie, okay? Hold on the line, Daniel. Don't go anywhere. And we've got more tickets to give away later on this week, so keep it right here at WRJN. But first,
on your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You know you were involved in a pretty challenging marriage when just discussing it causes you to break down in tears. Just ask my wife.
Thanks, I'm here all week. Such is the case for Denise Richards, who was married to Charlie Sheen. In the new documentary, AKA Charlie Sheen, Richards pulls no punches when she is on camera discussing her tumultuous time with Sheen. She says their marriage went south after the success of Two and a Half Men, claiming that the pressure really got to her then-husband. Richards says she would bring up Charlie's substance abuse to members of his team, and specifically his sponsor, but to protect him, his posse would blame her hormones or claim she had postpartum depression. Richards says she kept it together for the sake of their daughters, but says if she wasn't a very strong person, she would have gone down a very dark road. Given all the recent information regarding Sheen's new doc and book, I can't imagine a darker road for anyone than being married to Charlie Sheen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka, uka chaka, uka, uka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy. Its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Chaka, Blue Swede, covering the B.J. Thomas hit, Hooked on a Feeling. It's 826 at WRJN. All right, how do you like your neighbors? I am one of the most fortunate people. On either side of me, I have wonderful neighbors, even across the street, wonderful neighbors. However, not everybody's as lucky as me. Here's a list of the most annoying things your neighbors do. Have a big loud dog that barks through the night. There are people in back of us and one house to the right. Dogs out there day and night barking. They never take them in. Taking your parking spot or blocking your driveway, having a messy lawn, having a tree or hedge that blocks your view, having loud parties, letting their obnoxious kids run wild, and spying on you, then reporting what they see to the other neighbors. Now, here's the ideal neighbors, all right? They sign for your packages, they call the cops if they think somebody's breaking into your house, and they make sure their lawn is in good condition. My wife once called the cops. Somebody was spying in the windows of our neighbor's house. She called the police. They handcuffed him and talked to him. Turns out it was the neighbor's father. He came into town, and he wanted to surprise him, I guess, and he's looking in the windows to get him. We never saw him before. He didn't speak English. And, oh, man, what a mess. we were trying to be good neighbors. But, you know, it didn't work out. But we love our neighbors on either side of us and across the street. We're very lucky. Paul Mauriat, 1968, Love is Blue, WRJN, local news, and timeless hits. On the nose at WRJN. Let's check our morning news once again. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A lightning strike sparked a fire in a Racine home on Carlisle Avenue early Saturday. Firefighters were able to rescue four cats trapped inside. Unfortunately, one cat didn't make it. Humans were okay. The homeowner was able to get out after hearing the boom, noticing the smoke, and calling 911.
The fire caused major damage to the attic and second story, with lighter damage downstairs. The head of a state agency leaving will leave a big impact on Racine and Kenosha counties. Missy Hughes is stepping down later this month as head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. As head of the organization, she helped drive billions of dollars in investment to Racine and Kenosha counties. Under her leadership, WEDC supported Eli Lilly's $4 billion expansion in Kenosha that'll bring 750 new jobs and give the company $100 million in tax breaks. She also backed the big Microsoft data center project in Racine County. The Hughes resignation is effective this week. A search for her replacement is already underway. A return to work is due, says a southeastern Wisconsin representative. Republican Amanda Nedweski, repping Kenosha County, is pushing a bill that would end remote work for state employees and require them back in the office. She says Governor Tony Evers should have made that call himself and argues that the administration hasn't kept proper oversight for employees working from home. A Democrat who represents state workers in Sun Prairie says remote work has saved money and works well. The bill cleared the assembly and now heads to the Senate, though Evers is likely to veto it. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 78. On Wednesday, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
We had my mom go pick up our daughter recently at a friend's house, and I texted her the address, and she drove to the wrong house. She knocked on the door. Another grandmother answered. Well, this is no good. This is like two dogs seeing each other through a fence. It's going to be hard to get them both back inside. So my mom, she goes, is my granddaughter there? And that lady goes, I have three grandsons. No solution. Just two grandmothers. You have stuff, I have stuff too. They talked for 30 minutes. It's a wrong door. I had to go get my daughter, then find my mom.
Carmen of the Raspberries, 1972, the year for Go All the Way. It's 8:37 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And don't forget, our next multi-state text-to-win contest starts Monday on WRJN. Your chance to go for the green and gold, win daily prizes, cash and jewelry prizes. Go for the grand prize of club seats when Green Bay plays Minnesota. You'll need the Civic Media app to play. Download it at WRJN.com. And listen for keywords starting Monday, next Monday the 22nd, right here on WRJN. Right now, I've got some fast food news from the Time Vault. We had these stories on years ago, but thought I'd bring them back to you. A guy in California named Ben Boyles raised over $15,000 for charity. He ate Chick-fil-A 153 days in a row, but not on Sundays because they're closed. And a woman sued McDonald's for tempting her so much that she ate a cheeseburger and broke her Lent fast. She was accusing McDonald's of violating the consumer protection law and sought $14 in damages. No word if she won the case or not, though. Sunshine today with a high near 76. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunny highs of 76 tomorrow. Right now, the sun is shining bright. 67 degrees right here at Radio Park.
There is a house.
8:45 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Guy in Northern California tried to get into the passenger seat of the wrong car, thinking it was his. The driver freaked out, floored it, accidentally drove off a cliff. Luckily, it was a small cliff. Everyone's okay, but that happened to me once, too. I tried my key in a car once, years ago, and it looked just like my car, but it wasn't. And I said, oh, my goodness, people think I'm stealing a car. But, you know, I wasn't. Canary Love, here come the Supremes, WRJN.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter.
Ross of the Supremes, Canary Love. It's 8:48, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Robin Ehrlich here. She's with the Milwaukee Film Festival, and they're putting on the Dialogues Documentary Film Festival now. She'll be here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock to talk about it. We've got more tickets to give away, of course, to that event. Hey, you're the judge. We're having a little fun at WRJN with a new weekly poll question. It's nothing heavy, just looking for opinions with a fun twist. Look for the You're the Judge feature at WRJN.com. It's sponsored by The Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Always looking for a little fun online. Always like that.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Field & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit the lightning fast drive-thru. Studebaker's keeps it cool. You keep it legendary. Studebaker's Field & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Good loving. It's 8:53. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, stressed out? In a cravey mood? Always. Let's see if I can help you out here. According to a poll, the average person needs to spend 67 minutes outside every day in order to feel refreshed. It relaxes them, puts them in a better mood, helps them clear their head. Just talk to your supervisor and say, listen, I need to get outside for about an hour and 7 minutes, okay? I'm sure they'll say it's okay. Sunshine today with a high near 76. Clear tonight, low 63. Sunny again tomorrow. Perfect weather. Right now it's sunny at 67 at Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits with Shocking Blue and Venus at WRJN.
Godness on a mountain. She's gone.
Have yourself a wonderful day. I will see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Tomorrow morning, we're talking to Robin Ehrlich from the Dialogues Film Festival, the documentary film festival going on in Milwaukee at the Oriental and Downer Theaters. Give you a chance to win some more tickets to that event. Coming up next, Dan Marcus. Be good.
Caught on me, oh
News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has just delivered the news social media fans have been hoping for. Correspondent Vicki Barker has details from the foreign desk.
One day after suggesting he might let TikTok die, 2 days before a deadline for TikTok to find a U.S. owner or be banned in the U.S., President Trump is hinting that a deal has been done with China that will allow the wildly popular social media platform to continue in the U.S. No confirmation yet from Beijing.
Secretary of State Rubio has met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem almost a week after Israel's airstrike targeting Hamas negotiators in Qatar.
It was a decision taken by me and our top security chiefs. It was conducted by us, and we assume full responsibility for it.
Rubio promised unwavering support for Israel. Netanyahu called President Trump the greatest friend Israel has ever had.